that acta is cut off. So he became famous as a cut-off sheikh, because it was, his hand was cut off, right? Okay, so what? First, something understandable. The guy who promises nonsense, then it gets difficult, then he loses it, right? Second part was, everything is changing. It happens to everyone. It could happen even to the best of us. Even that sheikh famous did this and that, all of that, because it is always different. We are all different cases, okay? But you're not finished yet. The guy is famous for being one-handed somehow. Now, the magical part should come in, because this guy didn't do something wrong. It was a little bit out of the way, he was punished, he accepted the punishment, he was even happy to be punished. Now he becomes the magician, because this 100th guy becomes a handyman to make the stuff happen. Yes?
The miraculous gifts of Sheikh Akta and how he used to weave palm leaf baskets with both hands. A visitor found him in his hut, that he was weaving a basket with both hands. He said to him, "O enemy of thine own life, thou hast come putting thy head into my hut. Why hast thou made such hot haste?" He replied, "From excess of love and longing." Then he, the sheikh, smiled and said, "Now come in, but keep this secret, O noble sir."
Means that Rumi wants to let you know the secret, but the secret should be kept secret, okay? Let's make it secretive. The guy is sitting down in his house, somebody will come without knocking at the door. "Why did you do that?" "Because I loved you very much, I couldn't resist. I came in and said, okay, come in, but shh, don't talk about it. Because this is not something to show to everyone. This is that magical stuff which is kept hidden. Even this sheikh will keep it for himself. Why? This is the secret. This is not something to talk about. This is something to do. It's not about what you promise yourself. It's not about what you're talking. It's not even about what you believe in. It's about what you do practically, because the outcome of your activity is something that is worth it for we. Your personal stuff are personal. Here we are talking about your role in this we, your role in the culture, your role in the understanding, right? So some are kept private. Here we are talking about that privacy. Why he will keep it secret? Let's face the secret, yes?
Then he, the sheikh, smiled and said, "Now come in, but keep this secret, O noble sir. Till I die, do not tell this to anyone, neither to a comrade, nor to a beloved, nor to a worthless fellow."
Mm-hmm. Why before I die, till I die? What was the point there? This is not about what the people are talking about, what the people say. It's, when I die, my doing is finished. So talk about it. Now we'll keep it secret, because this is my life. I'm here. As long as I'm here, as long as I'm responsible, I should do this secretly. When I go, there is no secret. It could come up, but it's a secret until I die, because my doing stops at that point. It's a part of my deeds here, yes?
Afterwards, other folks, looking through this window, became acquainted with his weaving. He said, O Creator, Thou knowest the wisdom I conceal. Thou hast revealed it.
Yes, that is the point. Means there are two things to be done here, right? One is to keep it secret. The other is to put it out. This is to me. I have to do this. The other force, there is no me and personality and something personal over there. Everything is public. So I try to hide it, but the Creator will bring it in open. I hide it. Why? For me. For myself. Because I don't want to deal with this dilemma and explain something to someone and everybody will ask me this. This is not the game. Here I learned my lesson. I was punished, and because I wanted to work, I was rewarded the power to work. I'm having my life and I keep it secret. Yes?
The divine inspiration came to them. There were a number of people who were beginning to disbelieve in the in consequence of this affliction, saying, perchance he was a hypocrite in the way, so that God made him infamous among humankind.
Oh, did you get it? Or you needed some inspiration coming from God to you as well? Suddenly Rumi will declare the secret that God is whispering by himself of the guy. Because you should understand this. Is this? Yes, I try to hide it and he will bring it to the open. Why? Because we are two different stuff. I should hide it. Why? Because if I bring it out, it's bragging. It's like what? It's like somebody has some special talent. You could go around and talk about it and brag about it, which is no good. But you should keep it quiet, try to be humble at the same time, and use that gift of God, right? This is one part. But it's not about that fellow. It's about we. So when he nagged out, oh my God, I hide it, you bring it out. It's like, yeah, there was these fellows looking at you and they thought, this nobody, this nonsense fellow who was punished over there, he's no good guy. So they were losing their faith about goodness. I wanted them to see that, yes, you have that power. You are gifted, right? It's not about you. The fellow who brings it brings it out for we. You should hear it because it will make you arrogant. You should fight your ego. There is a difference. If I sit down here and I brag about something, it's not the same that some fellow outside somewhere will talk about this stuff. Because when he, let's say, sitting down somewhere and says, oh, that guy knows a lot and this and that and that, nobody gets arrogant here. But if I try to say it, it will ruin me. So there is this difference. There are people that they bring all the secrets out. They are special people. They know what they are dealing with. I shouldn't copy them. And this enrichment, my role is here, what, to understand which part of me is the Pharaoh part of me and which one is the Moses. Because they're one, it's here, right? Dividing it, understand this part, understand that part. All of these examples and explanation in between is oriented in a way for you to understand it's not about killing, eliminating. It's not about that. It's about controlling yourself not to be influenced by it. You shouldn't be influenced not even by your promises. You should be open to the changes, and you should know that. You should have a peer, you should know that there are people who see better. So you need your ears as well as your eyes to listen, because they try to teach you. This is how it works. For you, it's different. For them, it's different. Here, God will say, yes, there was this fellow who had doubt, he needed an example like this, so I showed you to you. Because when we said everything is changing, did we say everything is secret? There is no secret. Everything is out. But, of course, when you're walking in the street, you think that nobody knows what's in you. Really, is that the case? Is that, could you walk in the street and so many people go around and say that none of them has that eye to just by one look read all my book? You know that it's possible, because there are people that in different domain they do it. This is an experience all the immigrants could really experience. When you immigrate to somewhere, you start something new, you forget about the old stuff and stuff like that. But there are something that you will not notice. If they hang a white curtain here, okay, and they would put a projector, so everybody walking in this side will have a shadow on this curtain, no? It's impossible that an Iranian will cross that path and I will not recognize him or her. No way. Yeah. Just by the shadow. Why? Oh, how could I explain it? For years and years I know the attitude, the habit, and I was studying it. So, don't count on hiding it. Don't promise the impossible to yourself. When you do something wrong, accept the punishment, even appreciate the punishment, because that will add to your consciousness and awareness. Then the punishment is not to really put you down. Here in this universe, as long as we know, the punishment is the best lesson you receive. Look around you, talk with the people. The strongest lesson they remember is one of those difficult times they had. They went through a difficult time, and the lesson is with them forever. That's a part of life as well. This is what it is. We believe in the wholeness of existence. We don't think some of this is here by mistake. And we don't think that this needs some correction because of the priority. This needs a lot of correction. And this is in my hand. This is not. Yes.
I do not wish that that party should become infidels and in thinking evil fall into perdition. We divulge this miracle that we give thee a hand in thy working time, to the end that these wretched evil-thinking men may not be turned back from the Lord of Heaven. Ernstfall, indeed, without these miracles I was given thee consolation from my person. This miracle I have given thee for their sake, and on that account I have bestowed on thee this lamp.
Does it sound familiar? I repeatedly told you that when it comes to wishing, when I say Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, everyone say, yes, I wish I was him. Because he was famous. Everybody knows that fellow. Then I stop and I explain how miserable his life was. He died in youth. He felt miserable. Then what? Then you don't want to be Mozart. Okay? But you know what is the trick? The trick is That's stuff that you envy in Mozart.